After battling through their regular season schedule, the McDonald Lady Mags entered the postseason knowing that in order to advance, they'd need to be at their best every night. Good evening and welcome to Playoff Basketball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. It's a WIAA Division 4 regional semifinal pitting your number 2 seeded McDonald Lady Max against the number 10 seed, the Colby Hornets. Claire Ruff, open look at a 3 left. Wing for 3! Splash it! Claire Ruff! All 5 of McDonald's points and they lead 5-0. Look at a 3 from the left corner, you bet! Emily Hartman, rebound to Ann Siegenthaler. In on the run across the logo, crosses over down the lane. Beautiful finish with the left hand. Traversing across the lane and scoring. That's a little mini run of 6 straight points on the McDonald's side for Ann Siegenthaler. Slides a bounce pass out, kick out to Chloe Flanagan. Straight on top of the key. 3! Looking for Chloe. You love seeing her shoot that one.
Yes, she's got a good shot.
Vanderhoof pulls up from 16, banks off the side of the bracket. Long push ahead to Claire Ruff, catches it behind her back. Beautiful Euro down the lane and scores! The body control from Claire Ruff, and it's 25-14 McDonald, their largest lead. Left side, Claire Ruff passes up the 3, driving baseline to Kendall Heffler. Out to Riley, Christensen-Richardson for 3! Got it! Right wing triple. McDonald starting to heat up. 33-16 McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler knocks it loose into the arms of Claire Ruff. McDonald with a 3-on-1. Ruff, beautiful no-look bounce pass. Tess Rozowski up and in for 2. Perez across the timeline with 6. Perez right side. Vanderhoof has her shot blocked by Emily Hartman. So down to the left corner. Aaron Siegenthaler, brilliant spin move. Pass her defender. Soars to the rack with a nice kiss off the top of the window. Steal on the other end by McDonald as Hernandez has stripped herself on the way coming down. Nice dump pass down low.
And one. Ruff,
counted and a foul off the dime from Riley Christensen-Richardson. Perez for 3 left wing. No, Claire Ruff pulls the rebound down with one hand. Ruff shoots a bullet pass. What a dive from 50 feet away to Ann Siegenthaler. And Ann the easy lay-in. Chloe Flanagan splits a double. Lauren Misfeld, long 2 from the left corner. Nice catch in front of her own bench by Riley Christensen-Richardson. Nice dump-off pass down low, up and in for 2, Emily Hartman, and I'm not sure how Riley fit that ball in there. Able to pull it away. Fleischman battling down there. Ruff, Euros down the lane, and a beautiful touch with the left hand. Claire Ruff with a defender right in her face. Still manages to score with the offhand. Rozowski, the senior, down the middle of the lane, goes hard at the rim and scores. Tess Rozowski, a teardrop runner off the window. Cora will dribble it out and will hit triple zeros here at the end of the regional semifinal. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 67, the Colby Hornets 42.
The first step taken, and the road to the Resh continues. But now, the Red Raiders of Marathon come to town, looking to claim the regional crown for themselves. This is McDonald Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
McDonald Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, By Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with a Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It is regional final night here on a beautiful Saturday night in Chippewa. Division 4 WIAA girls playoff basketball pitting the number 2 seed, the home team, your McDonald Central Lady Macs, against the number 3 seed, the Marathon Red Raiders. I'm Caleb Swenson, soon to be joined by Mark Maloney here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video broadcast, the live stream on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and also on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. These two teams faced each other in a regional semi last year. Very different looking McDonald team. Of course, started 4 seniors, had LMA Cooper on that team, brought seniors off the bench as well. It was a young Marathon Red Raiders team as they started 2 sophomores and 3 juniors. Now, of course, those juniors, seniors, those sophomores, juniors, and Marathon lost 19 games last year. Their season ended by McDonald on this floor. Marathon has won 19 games this year. They're 19-6. They were 4th place in the very, very competitive Marawood South Conference. We'll have interviews with both head coaches starting up in just a few moments here on WOGO Sports. But first, a little housekeeping from the WIAA. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. And when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle. Low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And a great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while providing a community service by giving back to the games that meant so much to you. By becoming a WIAA licensed official, it gives you the opportunity to be involved, stay in shape, and assist in providing the lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in education-based athletics. Signing up is easy. Simply apply online at WIAAWI.org and access the officials tab to get started today. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Now that housekeeping is out of the way, we'll move on with our Lady Macs pregame show. Again, WOGO Radio and the live video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube and on Facebook. Back in 3 minutes with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Jeff Schneider of the Red Raiders of Marathon. Regional final night on a Saturday night. Chippewa Falls back in 3.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive 2 payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's Playoff Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. It's regional final action between Marathon and your McDonald Central Lady Mac's, here with head coach Jeff Snyder of Marathon. And Coach Snyder, you saw this McDonald team last year, and it was a rough go of it. You had a very young team. They had a very experienced team. We're kind of seeing a little bit of a flip here where you've got a very experienced roster, and they've got a lot of sophomores.
Yeah, I guess we're thankful it's not the same team we saw last year. But this group is, obviously with their great sophomore group is got a whole year of experience themselves, and they are super impressive and been playing their best at the end of the year. So they're super solid in what they do and what they bring, and still the same type of team, I think, as last year.
Last year, Coach, you guys lost 19 games. This year, you've won 19 games. What's been the biggest reason for that turnaround?
Well, I think experience is part of it, like you said. I think another is working to improve. I think after we ended our season here last year, kids just wanted to get better, and they put time, they put work in, and they all got better individually. And then as a team, we've worked throughout the season extremely hard, and, we've been up and down a little bit, but, like you said, we've had a lot more success in the win column.
And finally, Coach, fourth in your conference on a 19-win season. You've got three teams with 20-plus wins in your conference, a team like Assumption, one of the best in the state. How does that iron sharpens iron help you guys?
Well, I mean, you said it, like Assumption is very difficult, I mean, just to stay even somewhat close to them. Credit to our league, our conference. McDonald tied for first in theirs, and they have an extremely tough conference too in the Clover Belt West. So we're fortunate to play some of those really good teams, and hopefully that experience can help us tonight.
Well, Coach, good to see you and your team again, and best of luck to you tonight and in the sectionals as you move on.
Thank you much.
As head coach Jeff Snyder back after this with Coach Williams of McDonald. This is Lady Mac's Basketball on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Tired of filling up with wimpy fast food that drains your wallet? Roadside Ice Cream and Diner at the entrance of Carson Park has the perfect solution. Try Roadside's Buy One, Get One Free barbecue every Monday, or our Big Burrito on Taco Tuesday, just $5 with chips and salsa. Thursdays, try a Roadside BOGO burger or our famous fish fry on Fridays, just $9.95. Novelty ice cream on a stick, softball size, is a perfect dessert. Order online at roadsideec.com or try our drive-thru for our floats, malts, or legendary ice cream mix.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's Playoff Basketball Regional Final here on WOGO Sports. The Marathon Red Raiders, the opponent tonight here with head coach Sally Williams. And coach, got again that first playoff action under your belt last night. Was that good for the kids to have such a quick turnaround to say, okay, we know it's one and done time, we know there's some nerves, but we came out and performed well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's tournament time, and the only thing that matters at the end of the night are you on top. And so, and we did that last night, and I think that will calm their nerves, and it's always good to get that first playoff win out of the way.
When you look at your opponent, they took care of business against Cadott, and this is a team that's experienced, and they are physical, and that has caused problems for you guys at times, big physical teams.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're all here for a reason. They took care of business just like we did, and it's going to be a battle for sure tonight, and the boards is going to be a key factor in tonight's game.
Do you think tempo could be a factor as well, too? I would think that they would probably want to slow things down, try to get you in foul trouble. You guys, of course, when you play with speed with tempo, sometimes that really hurts other teams.
Yeah, and actually, they'll play an up-tempo game, too. And so it'll kind of be finding that fine line of whose tempo are we following, and just being able to go up speed but take care of the ball on both ends of the floor.
Well, coach, final home game for you guys. You earned the right to be on your home floor, and hoping it makes a big difference tonight. We'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about a regional championship.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Sally Williams, McDonald Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports. It's the Lady Max and the Red Raiders coming up.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating. Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO, and we'll get Mark Maloney into the camera shot here at WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's the 19-6 Marathon Red Raiders girls team from the Marawood South against our McDonald Central Lady Max at 16-8 on the season, 10-2 co-champions in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. And again, 65-12 the last time these two teams met, but expecting a very different game here tonight.
Yes, and you know, they're the number three seed, and 19
wins.
They earned
it. Really did. I mean, playing in a very tough conference.
19 wins, that's a good season, and it sounds like a really tough conference over there. So I think our girls really got to play mistake-free tonight. We got to be able to capitalize on turnovers that we take away from them. Takeaways, turning them into points, I think is going to be key tonight. This looks like a pretty athletic team out there, so we should be ready to play some really tough defense and run on these guys.
Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 3.5 minutes with your player introductions and tip-off, Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket, or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration. And whole house air purification. So you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
It's game time in a regional final, WIAA Division 4 basketball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. First, the Marathon Red Raiders. Their starting lineup, number 4, Miley Helke, 6-foot junior. Their leading score, 11.3 points per game and 7.2 rebounds. Their second leading scorer is Emma Love, a 5-foot-5 junior, number 5, 9.7 points, also gets 6.2 rebounds per game. Caden Sapinski is a 5-foot-5 senior, number 10, 2.2 points per game. Number 13 is Kyla Heisey, a senior, 5-foot-9, 4.7 points per game. And then Chenping Pakatong, 5-foot-3 senior guard, number 14, averaging 3.9 points per game. This is a team with 3 seniors, 2 juniors. Last year they were very young, took it on the chin from McDonald. This year, Marathon, they've won 19 games, and a lot of that due to their experience. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Lady Macs, the Marathon is coached by head coach Jeff Schneider. McDonald at the helm is Sally Williams, first year in charge of this McDonald Lady Macs program. Aaron Siegenthaler, the 5'7 sophomore guard, averaging 5.9 points per game, leading the team at 3.6 assists, number 0, first off the bench for the Lady Macs. And their starting lineup, then Kendall Heffler, number 1, the senior, 5'10, 6.7 points per game, leads the team at 6 rebounds per game. Ann Siegenthaler, second leading scorer at 10.9 points per game, number 5, Ann Siegenthaler, a 5'8 sophomore forward. Then Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4 junior guard, averaging 2.4 points per game. She had a big 3 last night in the regional semifinal. The McDonald Lady Macs leading scorer, Claire Ruff, 5'8 sophomore guard forward combo, 16 points per game for Claire, also leads the team at 3.3 steals per contest. The Marathon Red Raiders, red uniforms, cargo red top and bottom, with the white numerals and lettering and the jet black piping. McDonald on the other side resplendent in their home white uniforms with the solid blue numerals and lettering, solid blue at the tops of the shorts and bottoms of the tanks, and we are set and ready to begin. It's going to be Kendall Heffler, 5'10", against Miley Helke to jump it up at midcourt. Opening tap won by McDonald, and they will move left to right. It's actually Emma Love, I believe, who jumped it up at midcourt. Drive in hard from Siegenthaler, battling with that height of Love, and coming up short.
I think she was almost going to dump that one off, and ended up just shooting it.
Pakatong up top. Left side feed for Miley Helke. Kick out right side, a little bit of a bobble for Emma Love. Love drops it down in front of the McDonald bench to Heisey. Onto Pakatong up top, guarded by Aaron Siegenthal. Looking for help, and she took an extra step.
Yep.
Ball going back to the Lady Max.
No pressure in them, too.
Ball pressure was huge in this game last year. McDonald came away with 40 steals. I had to double-check the stats for that. Shutai timeout on the floor right now. Gives everybody a chance to catch their breath just a little bit. McDonald inbound against some pressure. Claire Ruff into Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler crossing over in her defender. Back to Claire Ruff. Ruff in the backcourt with Pakatong in pursuit. Dribbles into the forecourt. Crosses over near midcourt. No score early going. Not quite a minute gone by in the first half of this regional final. WIA Division 4 tournament. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports. Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff and stepping on the sideline, the baseline rather. A turnover as the teams will trade a little jittery turnovers on each side. Inbounds, Pakatong, Aaron Siegenthaler almost took away the opening pass. Back to Pakatong, far side of the floor. Drive down the right side of the lane, Helke. Helke drops down to Emma Love, and Love muscles one up for two. Marathon, the opening basket. Love is listed at 5'5". I think that is a major error. She's got to be at least 5'11", if not 6 foot.
She's tall.
Pick out left side. Claire Ruff for three. Down off the front of the rim. No. Rebound to Miley Helke.
Look good.
Helke across the foul line. Steal by McDonald's Chloe Flanagan. Push ahead to Aaron Siegenthaler. Right block extended. Aaron driving baseline. Throws up a shot. I think she was hoping she could draw the foul as Pakatong went down. On the other side, Caden Sapinski to Pakatong up top. Near the collar of that Bulldog logo at midcourt. 2-0 marathon. 2 minutes gone by almost here in the first half. Left side is Emma Love. Holding high. Throws right side for Kyla Heise. Pass thrown away. Almost hit the referee. Out of the reach of Miley Helke. And out of bounds to McDonald. Marathon about 21 turnovers per game. McDonald's had struggles with that as well in the regular season.
We got to capitalize on this now.
Lady Max still looking for their first basket here. Trailing 2-0. Claire Ruff to Aaron Siegenthaler. The logo at midcourt. Left side, Claire Ruff. Ruff drives baseline, drops down to Ann Siegenthaler. Kick out, Aaron Siegenthaler left of the circle for three. Rims in and out. Rebound pulled down, but stolen by McDonald. And there's the first basket for McDonald. Defense leading to offense, as it so often does. 2-2. Lady Max on the board. High pass thrown over the head of Helke and out of bounds. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Sub into the game, Caitlin Love, 5'10", sophomore. For Marathon. Siegenthaler in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Throws to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan, left elbow, out to Claire Ruff. Ruff, a big ball fake. Driving baseline, pull up. Beautiful runner from along the baseline. Claire Ruff makes it 4-2. The Lady Max take their first lead.
Oh, and she stepped over.
Stepping on the end line, another unforced error. Well, I don't know. Maybe you would call those forced errors with the McDonald pressure.
But I'll tell you what, that last basket by Claire was set up beautiful by a screen from Chloe.
Working in tandem. McDonald inbound to Claire Ruff, high on the left. Ruff goes between her legs with a dribble, picks up that dribble to Siegenthaler, left wing. Siegenthaler and to Aaron up top. Aaron back to Ann, left side, thought about a deep three, instead will go by her defender, goes up strong and called for a travel as she ran into the body of Miley Helke. Helke and Love, again, both right around the 6 foot mark, and they wall up quite well.
They're setting Aaron up for that drive to the baseline, and then they do a nice job.
Kick by Ann Siegenthaler here on WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us. Greg Stewart and Elliot Spies, our audio producers back at the WOGO studios in Halle. Our on-site camera operator and video producer is Sam Averly. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. Good to have you with us for this regional final broadcast. McDonald Riley, leading 4-2.
Riley came in along with...
And there's a steal by the aforementioned Riley Christensen-Richardson. Emily Hartman also into the game as well.
Yep.
And this McDonald bench has gotten deeper as the game has gone on, or rather as the year has gone on. Riley Christensen-Richardson fights out an offensive rebound. Right corner, Riley, 4-3. That one too long. Rebound bats out to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler from 6 feet. No. Another offense rebound for McDonald. Clear rough. Has it blocked underneath the hoop. And a whistle and a foul. And that may go against Ruff or Hartman. I think it might be Ruff and her first, team's first.
That one on.
That one was against Hartman. Emily Hartman, her first. Inbounds to Emma Love. And taken away from her by Siegenthaler. Now the ball's loose on the floor, rolling through a couple pairs of hands. And Maven Schneider, the coach's daughter, takes it across the timeline. The sophomore down the right side of the lane. Nice bounce pass down low. Stripped away from Emma Love. And out of bounds to the Marathon Red Raiders with 14:04 to play. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Inbounds thrown into the left corner. Tracked down there by Helke. Spinning in the paint, high off the glass. A nice bounce from Macy Mishka to tie the game at four. 13:48 to go here, first half. Right side and Siegenthaler. Outside the arc, up top, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Attacks between a couple defenders and lost it up top. Stolen away from her by Caitlin Love. Love finds Schneider. Schneider at the left baseline. Offensive foul.
I don't know what they called there.
I think maybe a little forearm lead knocking Siegenthaler down. And Siegenthaler is going to take a moment here. 13:34 to play. Kendall Heffler is going to come back in. Chloe Flanagan and both Siegenthaler sisters are going to sit.
Yeah, they're seeing a little jittery tonight yet, so I think once they get these jitters out of them, I think they're going to be okay.
4-4 with 13:34 to play. Inbounds from Claire Ruff to Emily Hartman, back to Claire in the backcourt. She's guarded by Mishka. Claire crosses over on her across the logo. Ruff pulls up, tough shot in the lane. Looking for the end one almost. And Claire will go to the line shooting two. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire is the perfect spring break destination with endless fun at Action City and Chaos Water Park, plus on-site dining options and Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. And Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Long in the first free throw for Claire Ruff. I want to thank Claire's family for bringing some delicious bars.
Yes.
S'mores bars with golden grahams and marshmallows and such. I ate mine before the game. Free throw from Claire breaks the tie. She has all five of McDonald's points. Scored the first nine of the game last night in the regional semi. 13:20 to go. Ruff steps in front of the pass, knocks it out of bounds. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Pass deep into the paint. Nice position down low for Emma Love. And she has 4 points, and it's 6-5. The Marathon Red Raiders. High catch, Kendall Heffler at the foul line. Kick to Riley Christensen-Richardson in the right corner. Back up top, Chloe Flanagan. Emily Hartman. Hartman has her pocket picked by Schneider. Maven Schneider. Across the timeline, Schneider down the lane. Runner up with the right hand. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound. Emma Love looked like maybe she took an extra step. No, Schneider has it now in front of the McDonald bench. Back to Love. Love lofts a three. That's an air ball. And the rebound taken by Riley Christensen-Richardson. She'll dump off to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan with pace across the timeline finds Kendall Heffler. Heffler pushes up a shot. The baseline is good. Kendall Heffler from 14 feet gives McDonald the lead. A little bit of a frenetic pace here to start. Long two off the back rim. No. For Marathon, and Claire Ruff comes out of there with the rebound. That was Mishka with the miss. Hartman driving baseline. Back out to Claire Ruff. 7-6 McDonald. 6 minutes gone by here, first half. Ruff down the lane. Beautiful dump pass down low.
Yes.
Kendall Heffler.
Beautiful pass.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back as well. Back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to
to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
So Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK, only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months, and you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. That's EauClaireLASIK.com. 9-6, the Lady Max with the lead. Marathon with the basketball, passing the paint, taken away by Claire Ruff on the overthrow. Ruff across the timeline. Drops off to Riley Christensen-Richardson. At the foul line, kick out Chloe Flanagan. Extra pass, Emily Hartman. Hartman driving baseline, lost it along the baseline and stepped on that baseline. Turnover to the Red Raiders. Danica Pashuk is into the game, the 5'9 senior for Marathon. McDonald leads 9-6. Pakatong in the backcourt. Sapinski across the timeline to Kyla Heisey. Both teams substituting pretty freely. Emily Hartman going to be tagged with her second foul. She came from behind Pakatong and tried to knock it away. Well, don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. That's WisconsinSurplus.com, WisconsinSurplus.com. Both Siegenthaler sisters back in. Emily Hartman will sit with two fouls. Riley Christensen will join her as well. Inbounds thrown up top. Heisey with a high catch. Back to Pakatong. Guarded by Aaron Siegenthaler. Leaves the left side for Heisey. Heisey against Claire Ruff. Crosses over on her. Lost it. Push ahead to Claire Ruff and Kendall Heffler. Claire tracks it down. Hangs in the air and hits. 11-6, McDonald.
Nice feed up by Kendall.
Nice job by Kendall again. Letting it rip down the floor. Feed deep into the post. Helke way too strong off the glass. Siegenthaler with the rebound. Will push ahead to Claire Ruff. Long run for Claire, and she will not be able to track it down. Just a little too much on that outlet pass, maybe. Yep.
Be nice to convert that one.
11-6. McDonald up 5. Largest lead for either team tonight. Pakatong into the forecourt. Pakatong left side for Sapinski. Caden Sapinski, pull up, too strong, and maybe somebody got a piece of that. Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing. Siegenthaler picks up her dribble, long cross court skip, Chloe Flanagan outside the arc, left wing. Claire Ruff, in rhythm for three, left corner, back rim, no offensive rebound, Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler holding, floats up top, Chloe Flanagan. Kendall Heffler, right corner for three, side of the rim, no, over the top of the backboard a bit to Emma Love. Lead feed ahead to Pakatong. Pakatong throws over the top of Helke out of bounds. They are making a concerted effort to get it to their bigs in the paint. But the entry pass is having a little trouble for Marathon so far.
30-second timeout, Marathon.
Timeout, 30 seconds, and we're back on WOGO.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Salute to all the hardworking athletes from White City Glass for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over three decades. A salute to all the hardworking athletes from White City Glass. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Long feed ahead to Siegenthaler, and she will save it from an over and back just by a whisker down the lane. A beautiful with the left hand, the recovery, and the shot by Siegenthaler. That was Ann Siegenthaler.
That was just pure athleticism there.
And that's her first basket, isn't it?
Yep.
13-6, McDonald. Long feed across to Heisey, kicking the left corner. Back to Heisey up top, Pakatong. Pakatong at the foul line, ripped away from her by Siegenthaler. Jump ball possession will stay with Marathon, and the arrow will change. Helpful hand up for Siegenthaler. Good sportsmanship from Miley Helke. 7-point lead for McDonald with 9:34 to play here in the first half. Claire Ruff had a very brief break and is going to come right back in for Chloe Flanagan.
She's not going to be able to.
Inbounds into the left corner, and Claire Ruff knocks it away.
Sub real freely tonight until she opens up this lead.
9:32 to play. Inbounds coming up from the left corner. Thrown into Heisey. Heisey high on the left against Riley Christensen-Richardson. Heisey kick into the left corner. Work back to the perimeter. Drive down the lane, block, but a foul on Ann Siegenthaler as Helke takes it hard to the basket. And Helke will be to the line for the first time tonight. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now from State Farm agent Michelle Mua. That's michellemua.com. Perfect on the first free throw for Helke to make it a two-possession game, 13-7. McDonald leading by six, and that's the first points for this six-foot junior, Miley Helke, the leading scorer and leading rebounder for this Marathon Red Raiders team. She takes her time setting up the free throw, but a beautiful arc on that first one. Second is getting an unfriendly bounce, and Kendall Heffler with the rebound. Erin Siegenthaler up top, picks up her dribble. Bounce pass right side, feed down into the post, and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler wraps it to Claire Ruff. Ruff from 12 feet along the baseline, yes! She puts in the work from the mid-range, and it's 15-7 to McDonald. Claire Ruff with 9 points. Feed into the paint, knocked away and stolen by McDonald. Erin Siegenthaler has a 3-on-1 down the lane to Ann Siegenthaler. No offensive rebound, put back Claire Ruff! Working hard in the paint, 17-7. McDonald with the lead, Claire Ruff into double digits and a 10-point lead for her Lady Max. Pass into the left corner. Feed into the paint, knocked away by McDonald. Another steal for the Lady Max.
Take care of the basketball here. Convert on these takeaways.
Right side, Claire Ruff. Ruff fights it down in the paint and Siegenthaler. And works along the baseline, floats it back out to Claire up top. Claire, foul line jumper, feeling it, got it!
Give it to her.
She's hot! 19-7 and an over and back. Called against Maven Schneider. We'll see if
jump.
Coach Schneider wants a timeout here. No, just a substitution.
Can't jump from that backcourt to the front court without establishing yourself first.
Actually, we do have a timeout on the floor, so we'll take a 60-second break. Yep. Back in 1 minute, this is Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
We welcome you back to Lady Max Playoff Basketball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Pass broken up and stolen by Maven Schneider and caught from behind and tagged with a foul. McDonald comes out of the timeout and commits a turnover, leading 19-7. And that is their fourth foul. First on Kendall Heffler. Probably a smart foul there to prevent an easy layup. Make them work for it.
That girls have been struggling with their inbound plays.
Schneider goes right side. Back up top, Caitlin Love. Thrown to the right corner, pass knocked away, and Schneider has it in front of the McDonald bench. She's double-teamed. Her pass is tipped. but retrieved by the Red Raiders. Pick out left side is Helke. Helke against Claire Ruff. Along the baseline, looked like she took an extra step, but a foul called first. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Tess Rozowski back into the game for McDonald. Lauren Buescher seeing her first action. Inbounds up top. High catch. Good catch by Caitlin Love. And Caitlin and Emma are sisters. Senior and sophomore. Emma Love has it. Driving hard at the left block, comes up short, good walling up by Siegenthaler. Push ahead to Claire Ruff, and she outshot her on the pass. Right idea, just need to get the execution down. But whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. H&R Electric, call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Ball knocked away into the left corner. Back up top go the Red Raiders. Pull up from 14 feet off the back of the rim. No, and one of the shortest players on the floor, Chloe Flanagan, goes up hard for the rebound, but she lost her balance and lost the ball out of bounds. Going to check the official again. Yeah. Wisely's going to check the floor over there and see, because there was some sort of moisture that unfortunately caused Chloe to lose her footing. Coach Dodge, the official, will collaborate and make sure that doesn't happen again. So an unfortunate twist gives the ball back to Marathon. Caitlin Love up top against Chloe Flanagan. Donna leading 19-7. Off the screen from Love. Far side of the floor, Maven Schneider. 4-3. Back rim, no clear. Ruff snatches the rebound. Ruff against Mishka. Crosses over on her in the backcourt a couple times. Crosses over a third time across the timeline. Left side, Chloe Flanagan. Lauren Buescher left wing. Guarded closely by Helke. Drops a bounce pass down to Ann Siegenthaler. 19-7 the score. McDonald leads by 12. Maven Schneider reaching in a lot on Tess Rozowski. And Tess, a nice crossover. And now, I don't, maybe even a little bit of a makeup call, because I don't know if that second reach in was quite as egregious as the first, but get the call right, and that's what they do. That'll be the second on Schneider, team's third. McDonald's committed five fouls. Inbounding from the side of the bench to Claire Ruff is Rozowski. Slides a bounce pass to Ann Siegenthaler. Count it, and a foul as she drives hard to the rack.
Good feed again by Claire Ruff.
Claire and Ann play off each other so well. 21-7 sounds like a football score. McDonald with the lead. And Siegenthaler for three the old-fashioned way. Long on the free throw, unfortunately, and Helke with the rebound. Love across the timeline. Throws to Helke right wing, calling for it. Helke working on Ann Siegenthaler. Drives in hard and a whistle, and that may be Siegenthaler's second.
Oh, they might put that on.
We'll see. Maybe not.
Well, yeah, they did.
Yeah, it is. Blocking foul. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. That's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. So Siegenthaler will sit maybe for the rest of the half. We'll see. Schneider throws it into Love. Caitlin Love up top. Puts it on the floor with the left hand at the foul line. Drops it over into the left corner. Driving down the lane at Helke, rather, and Helke lost it out of bounds. That was close.
Yes, it was very close.
So inbound coming up here for Marathon. 5:59 to play. McDonald leading 21-7. Inbounds into that left corner. That's Helke. Helke drives into the lane. Work back out to Caitlin Love, the sophomore. Mishka up top. Mishka down the lane, draws a foul, and McDonald's foul's mounting a bit here. And that one will go against whom? Maybe, nope, that's Claire Ruff.
Oh, Claire.
I wondered about 34-24, and 24 was the call, so that's Claire's first, the team's seventh. And Mishka will be shooting two here. First free throw, off the backboard, off the front of the rim, and out. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Mishka gets the second free throw to go. 21-8, McDonald. Erin Siegenthaler going by her man. Drops it down low and a big block. No foul as Lauren Pucher looked to have good position inside the left block. And a clean rejection by Mishka. Thought maybe they'd get body there, but they'll say no. Clean block, and McDonald will inbound underneath the hoop with 5:38 to play. Riley Christensen-Richardson throws into Claire Ruff. Ruff guarded by Heise. Throws to Erin Siegenthaler. Riley Christensen-Richardson on the floor with the left hand. Crosses over on her defender. Flips back to Claire Ruff. Ruff in the corner. Ooh. Shot off the mark. Across the timeline, Helke. Her team trailing 21-8. Pakatom will loft a three. That one off the backboard. No, but Helke offensive rebound goes up strong. No, rebound batted through a couple pairs of hands. And Riley Christensen-Richardson says, give me that. Push ahead to Erin Siegenthaler. Erin driving baseline. Hangs in the air. Can't quite get the shot to fall, but a foul. And she will go to the line shooting two. 4:58 to play. 21-8, late going here first half on WOGO Sports. Chippewa Auto Body and Service here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, bodywork, tires, and beautiful detailing. First free throw is good. Free car wash with every oil change, Chippewa Auto Body and Service. That's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. 22-8, McDonald. First points of the night for Erin Siegenthaler. She struggled a little bit from the foul line in the first half last night, then knocked it four in a row in the second half as she really got things dialed in. Second free throw is short. Rebound almost tracked down by Erin. But Marathon able to pull it in right in front of their own bench. That was Sapinski, who beat everyone to the ball. Heise drops down to the court, to the baseline rather, and overthrows everyone in a steal by Claire Ruff. Ruff had a steam to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley throws to Chloe Flanagan. Extra pass. Erin Siegenthaler left corner against Sapinski. In that left corner, drop down into the post, Kendall Heffler. The whip into the right corner. Claire Ruff for three. That one a little bit too long. Long rebound tracked down by Marathon. It remains a 22-8 ball game. McDonald with the lead with 4:20 to play. Drop into the right corner. That's Love. Love, long cross-court pass to Heise. Works it back up top. Passion. Sapinski, right wing, drives, pulls up from the right elbow, leans in, no. Rebound fought for, that battle won by Marathon. Kick out, Paschke, 4-3 off the side of the rim. No, and another offensive rebound.
Yep, we're flying off that rim.
Right corner, Love, guarded by Kendall Heffler, who's right in her grill. Love floats it down, good position in the paint, too strong off the glass. The miss by Paschke.
I'll take control of the basketball here, slow it down a little bit.
Riley Christensen-Richardson jabbing up top, Chloe Flanagan. Erin Siegenthaler with the ball fake. McDonald leading 22-8. Erin Siegenthaler down the lane. Runner is too strong off the back rim, and Paschke pulls it down. Pakatong across the timeline. McDonald's been a little bit stuck here looking for a field goal. Feed down to Emma Love. Love, good position. Chloe Flanagan called for the foul, and Love will go to the line, have to earn these shots. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director G. Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. First free throw off the back rim and out for Emma Love. It's time, tax time, and time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel you've been living without. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, free estimates, 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Love the second free throw. That one is good. 22-9. Emma Love has 5 points. Kelsey Bremnes will come in, and Claire Ruff will take a seat with 3:18 to play. McDonald leading by 13. Bremnes to inbound, waiting. Throws it into the corner. Trying to work her way across the timeline is Rosowski, having a little trouble here. Rosowski tries to fight it through, and she will have a timeout call. 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Dave Check, attorney in Chippewa Falls. 22-9, the Lady Max leading here in the regional final on their home floor. Inbounds to Aaron Siegenthaler with 3:08 to play. Poked away by Sapinski, but Siegenthaler has it back into the forecourt to Riley Christensen-Richardson in front of the marathon bench. Riley throws to Aaron Siegenthaler right side. Siegenthaler probing in the right corner. Drive by Rozowski. Her shot waved off as we have a bump and a foul. We'll see who that goes against for a marathon.
Yep, 10.
So that'll be Sapinski. Team's sixth foul, so both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Riley Christensen-Richardson slaps the ball, waiting to inbound, holding, throws up top. Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron, top of the key. Kelsey Bremnes, right wing. Bremnes across the floor to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Top, Tess Rozowski, the senior. Left side for Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler goes by her defender, bounce back to Tess, and they said Tess stepped on that baseline. It's happened a few times here. They've got eagle eyes down there. 2:36 to play.
It's always in that same corner over there.
Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and neither does Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. Available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to rizgala.com. Heisey up top, Sapinski. Immediately trapped, back to Heisey in the right corner. Toe on the line, long two, no. Rebound fought for. Bremnes taps it to Buescher. Riley Christensen-Richardson across the floor to Aaron Siegenthaler. Sapinski in pursuit. Siegenthaler across the timeline. Left corner. Up top, Kelsey Bremnes. Right side, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley throws it across the floor to Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey driving in hard up. Strong with the left hand.
Nice power move there.
How about Kelsey Bremnes? Makes it 24-9. It's a strong move, as you mentioned, by Kelsey. Now a whistle and a foul will send Marathon to the line. With 1:48 to play, 24-9, McDonald. That was their ninth team foul. And Jasmine Gerber will come into the game, number 23, the sophomore. That foul is on Riley Christensen-Richardson, her first, but again, the team's ninth. So this will be the last single bonus of the half. Heisey at the line. First free throw, too strong. Rebound, tracked down in the corner, and Marathon had it for a moment.
It's going to stay
and
red.
Staying with them as the ball knocked out of bounds by McDonald. Good hustle, good fight from both teams. Inbounds coming up here. Thrown up top to Pakatong. Pakatong back into the corner. Sapinski holds. Throws across the floor to Helke. Minute 36 to play. Helke high post speed to Pashuk. Pashuk driving down the lane. Double team. Didn't shuffle. Looked close. And Siegenthaler rips down the rebound. She's fouled by Pakatong. And that should send Aaron Siegenthaler to the free throw line to shoot another 1-1. There we go. I'm going to say the officials conferencing for a moment. And that's the 17th foul against Marathon. And again, I believe the call was on Pakatong. We'll just verify that in a moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Minute 28 to play.
The ref showed a zero, so I don't know what he was telling them. Yeah. There, now he's got it. 14.
There we go. Just listen to us. We'll get it correct. And when we don't, we'll pretend.
We'll help you out.
So Siegenthaler will shoot a 1-1, her team leading 24-9. With a minute 28 to play, free throw is good. Aaron Siegenthaler, 2 for 3 from the foul line. McDonald leads 25-9. Siegenthaler, the sophomore. Second free throw, rattles out. Rebound to Heisey, and Pashuk will give it back. Heisey picks up her dribble, finds Pashuk. And into the forecourt, knocked away by Tess Rosowski. Oh, they're going to get a foul on Tess. I thought she knocked it away cleanly, but again, we did not have a court-level view of that. And so now a double bonus for Marathon, who's left some points at the foul line here, but a chance to get a little closer and get into double-digit points with the clock stopped. It's number two versus three seed matchup. First free throw is good by Sapinski, and that's a very smooth shot, 25 to 10. As Sapinski scores, Kaden Sapinski, her first point. Second free throw is good as well. Confident shots from the senior. 14-point lead for McDonald, 25-11. Minute 17 to play. Siegenthaler weaving across the timeline. Fires to Jasmine Gerber.
Drives it hard and scores.
Nice feed.
How about the youngsters from JV making a difference here in the first half? Kelsey Bremnes and Jasmine Gerber each showing they belong up here. 27-11. Left side, Pashik. Pashik all the way across the floor. Sapinski, good closeout, prevents a three. Back to Pashik, straddling the arc. Thrown into the left corner. Pass knocked away by Gerber. And out of bounds into the McDonald student section. Man, just love the defensive intensity and hustle we are seeing so far here.
Yes.
Side out of bounds for the Marathon Red Raiders. Bounce thrown in to Emma Love. Back up top to Pakaton with 43 seconds to play. Love in the corner. Love will work the pass back up top to Heisey. 27-11 McDonald. Heisey driving baseline and a foul called on Jasmine Gerber with 33.4 seconds to play. Again, Marathon uses their height well. We had it in our WOGO Sports pregame show, the number of free throw attempts per game. We can throw that stat up real quick for you. And almost 18 per game for the Marathon Red Raiders. First free throw off the mark, though. It's good to get to the line, but you got to capitalize.
Yeah, got to make them earn these points.
27-11. The score remains with 33.4 seconds remaining. Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Second free throw missed. Rebound batted into several players' arms. Lauren Buescher had it, and a tie-up possession will go to McDonald. She gets tied up with Hellkeeper. Again, Quality Propane and Fuels. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. It's Quality Propane and Fuels. Full court man-to-man pressure here from Marathon. Inbounds to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan pressured in the backcourt. Gets it safely across the timeline with 27 seconds to play. To Jasmine Gerber. Gerber fought for it. Lost it along the baseline on her seat. Dumps it back out to Chloe Flanagan. And Kelsey Bremnes with 17 seconds to play. Kelsey driving to the right block. And a carry call. 13 seconds to play. We'll see if the final shot goes to Marathon. If they're able to stay turnover free here. 10 seconds. Gerber with pressure in the backcourt. Caitlin Love. Love throws to Maven Schneider. Shoots it down to Emma Love. Love, good position. Up and in for two. 2 seconds left. McDonald won't get a shot off. But a 14-point lead going into the break for the Lady Max. You're on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. We'll step out in just a moment, but first a quick reminder to get ready to win big with the Spring Spectacular Raffle. Over $10,000 in prizes takes place on Saturday, March 29, 2025 at McDonald Central Catholic High School. Again, you can take home one of six amazing prizes. The grand prize, a Gravely ZTX 52-inch zero-turn mower. Second prize, a Director's Circle membership at the Pablo Center. Third prize, a Wicked Ridge crossbow package. Fourth prize, a $1,000 Shields gift card. Fifth prize, a $500 Lube Supplier Store gift card. Sixth prize, a $250 Quick Trip gift card. Tickets just $20 each, but hurry, they are going fast. Get yours now. Need not be present to win. Again, this is Saturday, March 29th, Spring Spectacular. Visit McDonald's Central's office or go online to get your tickets today. We are back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. Back in 3.5 halftime, McDonald leading 27-13.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades,
But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Tired of filling up with wimpy fast food that drains your wallet? Roadside Ice Cream and Diner at the entrance of Carson Park has the perfect solution. Try Roadside's Buy One, Get One Free barbecue every Monday, or our Big Burrito on Taco Tuesday, just $5 with chips and salsa. Thursdays, try a Roadside BOGO burger or our famous fish fry on Fridays, just $9.95. Novelty ice cream on a stick, softball size, is a perfect dessert. Order online at roadsideec.com or try our drive-thru for our floats, malts, or legendary ice cream mix.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Welcome back to Halftime here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Sam Aberle, our on-site camera operator. Audio producers Greg Stewart and Elliot Spies at the WOGO Studios home base in Halley. 27-13 at the break. McDonald leading by 14. And again, I think if you're a marathon, you'd say, well, we've got to cut down on the turnovers and we need to capitalize from the line. On the McDonald side, you'd probably say we're doing a lot of things well, but for one thing, we don't want to get some of our starters in foul trouble, even with a deep bench, but also we're having a few droughts offensively.
Yes, and I think, you know, they got to come out here in the second half and just hammer it down and go. They cannot come out and be very complacent whatsoever. They just need to turn it on. And again, I had them unofficially both at about 12 turnovers per team. So the McDonald girls need to take care of that basketball a little bit better, too. So, and then, you know, I think we did a little better capitalizing on the takeaways than Marathon did against the takeaways they had from us. So, it'll be nice here. And Coach had the liberty of having a little bit of a lead and subbing in some girls out there. But now I think in the second half she's going to come out with her A team and subbing off the bench with their 6, 7, and 8 and just turning it on.
And again, maybe trying to preserve to make sure we didn't get too many players in serious foul trouble.
Yes.
There in the first half. Four have scored for Marathon. They are led by Emma Love with 7 points. She averages just under 10 per game, so a strong first half for the 5'11" or maybe 6-foot junior. Their leading scorer, Miley Helke, just has one. She averages over 11 per game, 3 from AC Mishka and 2 for Caden Sapinski. On the other side for McDonald, 6 different players have scored, led as per usual by Claire Ruff. She has 13 in the first half. Then 4 apiece for Kendall Heffler and Ann Siegenthaler, 2 apiece for Kelsey Bremnes, Jasmine Gerber, and Aaron Siegenthaler. We'll step out, be back in 2.5 minutes with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts, our halftime tradition at the break here in the regional final. The McDonald Lady Macs lead by 14. We're back in 2.5.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating. Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co., featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about.
Metropolis Resort.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Our halftime tradition before the second half begins. We have Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to have a great big congratulations and a shout-out to Sarah Passant-Bovey and Kristen Levesser, both with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Sarah Passant-Bovey is being promoted to a senior master sergeant. Kristen Levesser is being promoted to master sergeant. Great career steps for both of them. Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base, New Jersey. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Joey Kubishik at Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. Carter Billen is a security forces in the Navy brig in San Diego. Jeff Link is a Chi High grad in Aviano Air Force Base. Brandon Anderson is active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble is an Army National Guard getting ready to He's got one more year left before he retires. Noah Stewart, a Chi High grad at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Ellie Eckes is getting ready to be promoted to a second lieutenant in the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi High grad, is at Hill Air Force Base. Matt Pulver and his wife Grace are getting ready to have their first baby here coming up shortly, I think maybe in April or May, and they're at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. And again, a huge thank you to all of our military. It's busy out there. Stay safe, and thank you again.
Again, long as the playoff run keeps going for the McDonald, Lady Max and Max will keep the military shout-outs going, and the turnovers almost keep going for Marathon as an errant pass tipped out of bounds, but last touch by McDonald. Marathon will start with the basketball. They'll feed it down into the post. Kick out for Emma Love. Love for three. Side of the iron. No. Going up high for the rebound. Knocking to Chloe Flanagan is Ann Siegenthaler. And McDonald now on the move. Into the left corner. Claire Ruff out to Chloe Flanagan. And an Aaron Siegenthaler and Kendall Heffler joining those two on the floor. Original starting five for head coach Sally Williams. Going toward the McDonald student section this time here in the second half. Throw into the left corner, hanging in the air and hitting Aaron Siegenthaler. A beautiful move to open the scoring in the second half. 29-13. That's the first field goal for Aaron Siegenthaler. She has 4 points. A whistle and...
That went out of bounds off of McDonald.
Out of bounds off McDonald. Again, active hands in the passing lanes. In the backcourt, Pacaton. McDonald leading 29-17, 50 seconds here in the second half. Up top, Heisey, trying to go by Claire Ruff, can't do so. Up top, Emma Love. Love holding, swings left side for Helke. Helke at the foul line, picks up her dribble to Pacatong, right wing. Pacatong left-handed dribble drive out to Helke, thought about a three. Tries to get Siegenthaler in the air, Pacatong leaves left side. Sapinski lofts a three from the left corner. That's an air ball, Kendall Heffler with the rebound, push ahead. McDonald has the Siegenthalers with a two-on-two. Aaron Siegenthaler down the lane, no. And Siegenthaler secures the rebound, kick out Chloe Flanagan. Left side, Claire Ruff for three.
We'll take that.
Claire Ruff makes it 32-13. McDonald
with
a steal. A steal by Ruff. Claire. Ruff down the lane and scores. 34-13, a quick 5-point flurry from Claire Ruff. Now near midcourt, a whistle and a foul on Siegenthaler as she and Chloe Flanagan were trapping Pacatong. And McDonald just that close to jarring the ball loose for another turnover.
And just picked up her third.
And that's a concern here for Siegenthaler, your second leading scorer. With three whistles, we'll see what Coach Williams elects to do with 16 minutes and change left in the game. Sapinski up top. Sapinski drops to Pacatong. Working against Aaron Siegenthaler. Looked like she maybe took an extra step. Guess not. Up top, Helke. Helke against Ann Siegenthaler. Helke pulls it up at the right block. Throws up a tough shot. Comes up short. Long rebound tracked down by Siegenthaler and out of bounds. Last touch by Siegenthaler. So it'll stay with the Red Raiders of Marathon.
Gotta keep the pedal, foot on the gas here.
Sapinski throws it up high, tipped to Emma Love, and stolen away by McDonald's Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler to Ann Siegenthaler, Ann driving baseline, lofts a pass into the corner, Claire Ruff for three off the mark, rebound back to the Red Raiders. Pacaton has a two-on-two. Pacaton to the left block. Lost it. Wraps a pass that's knocked away by Kendall Heffler and picked up in the right corner. Up top, the Red Raiders for Helke. Helke for three is good. Their first three of the night. And that one was sorely needed by Coach Schneider's squad. So Helke showing the range. On the other side, Kendall Heffler answers the McDonald senior to make it 36-16. That's 6 points for Kendall Heffler. She drove in hard down the left side of the lane. Now a steal by Ann Siegenthaler with sister Aaron down the lane. Ann up high off the glass. No, Aaron with the offensive rebound. Siegenthaler out to Claire Ruff. Ruff left wing. Jab steps. Now they'll slow it down. McDonald leading 36-13. 14:45 to play here in the second half. High post feed, Kendall Heffler turning at the elbow. Chloe Flanagan kick into the corner. Three on the way. Yes!
Aaron Siegenthaler.
Aaron Siegenthaler for three. Aaron Siegenthaler has a three, a two, and two ones on the scorebook. And it's 39-16 McDonald. Bounce pass knocked away by Kendall Heffler into the Marathon student section. And we'll have a side out of bounds.
A couple substitutions here.
So Ann Siegenthaler and Chloe Flanagan will sit. Ann with those three fouls.
Riley
Hartman in and Riley Christensen Richardson, as you mentioned. Subs in for Marathon as well. Maven Schneider, the coach's daughter, back out there. As well as Caitlin Love, the sophomore, younger sister of Emma Love. Schneider back to Caitlin Love. Emily Hartman right in her grill. And Emily Hartman strips it away from her. She'll push ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff down the lane. Long steps. Blocked at the rim, but a foul. Again, the outlet passes for McDonald. Clearly something they're working on throughout this season, because the heads are up after the rebound secured and immediately looking down the floor. And these girls just sprint.
They do.
Fill the lane and score or get fouled in this case.
There's been a lot of contact down there on those layups.
Free throw is good for Claire Ruff. Yeah, I thought there was a good chance for an end one there. 40-16. As yours truly forgot to update the scoreboard on the live video stream. Sorry, everyone. 14 minutes exactly on the clock. 40-16, the Lady Macs. Second free throw rims out for Claire Ruff. Rebound from Love to Love. Long push ahead. Claire Ruff playing free safety. Knocks it loose, and Aaron Siegenthaler with the pickoff. Aaron Siegenthaler across the timeline. Crossing over on her defender. Loses it. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Aaron. Out of bounds to Marathon. So Macy Mishka, the 5'8" sophomore. They've got a pretty good sophomore class here for Marathon as well. And Mishka, hard battle for that one. Caitlin Love throws to Mishka. Mishka driving baseline. She's blocked. He immediately gets a helping hand up as the whistle called against,
might be going against
Hartman or Claire Ruff.
Claire
we'll see. Ruff. So Claire Ruff called. I was going to say, I thought Emily Hartman walled up pretty well, but Claire Ruff got a little bit of a bad angle on that one. Picks up her second foul, team second. And Mishka off the mark on the first free throw. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Our on-site video producer, camera operator, Sam Aberle. Elliot Spies and Greg Stewart, our audio producers at the WOGO studios in Hallie. Ann Siegenthaler back in, Aaron Siegenthaler out, Claire Ruff out, and Lauren Buescher in for Coach Sally Williams. Second free throw, rims out, rebound taken away from Marathon by Ann Siegenthaler. Love had it, and Ann just ripped it away. Ann is tripped up by Mishka, they'll say inadvertent. Now a battle for the basketball just outside the paint, and a held ball in possession will stay with McDonald. Bodies are flying. We've got hockey on the hardwood here.
McDonald might want to just pull that out, run some clock.
Inbounds coming up here. Riley Christensen Richardson able to get it into the corner to Ann Siegenthaler. Loose in the lane, knocked away from McDonald and into the arms of Marathon's Mishka. What a nice pocket bounce pass by Mishka. Beautiful look to Caitlin Love, and Love, the sophomore, gets her first basket. That was a really nice pass in transition.
Ann is just struggling.
Turnover. Ann Siegenthaler lost control of the basketball, and it goes right back to Marathon. Well, for over 143 years, McDonald Area Catholic Schools has been shaping young minds through faith-filled, accredited Catholic education. Chippewa Falls now hiring for the 2025-26 school year. Join the mission-driven team and make a lasting impact on students from 3K through 12th grade. High pass, out of bounds as the team's trade turnovers too high for Love to handle. Again, teaching, coaching, bus drivers, and support staff positions all available. Apply today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Be part of something greater. Pass through midcourt for Emily Hartman. Hartman has her pass picked off by Caitlin Love, but throws it right back to Riley Christensen Richardson as the team's trading turnovers back and forth. Right side Riley, by her own bench, trying to go by Mishka. Goes behind her back outside the arc. 12:33 to play, 40-18 McDonald, 22-point lead. Riley drops down to Lauren Buescher. Lauren working against Love. Kick out Riley for a corner three. Over. That one comes up short, and Love with the rebound. Maven Schneider to push. Schneider at the foul line, lost her balance. Love to Helke. Helke right wing against Kendall Heffler. Helke drops it down to Love, knocked away by quick hands from McDonald, out of bounds. Will stay with the Marathon Red Raiders. Winner of this game moves on to a sectional semifinal Thursday in Barron against the winner of Cameron and Phillips. The number one seed Cameron Comets versus the Phillips Loggers, the number four seed. Inbounds coming up here for the Red Raiders. Dropped into Love. Great position down low, and she misses one from point blank, high off the glass, but an offensive rebound right back to Love, and Love misses again, and Lauren Buescher secures the rebound. Lauren wheels and finds Kendall Heffler. Heffler safely into the forecourt to Chloe Flanagan. 11:50 to go. Emily Hartman, left wing, all the way across the floor to Kendall Heffler. Against Emma Love. Heffler throws to Chloe Flanagan up top. Flanagan to the left side for Lauren Buescher. Buescher holding, wheels back up top to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Bullet pass, right corner, Kendall Heffler. Show and go, driving baseline. Kendall hangs in the air, got hit, no call. They'll say a clean block. And coming back the other way, the Red Raiders. Helke that time got a good piece of that one. Maven Schneider against Emily Hartman, shoots left side for Caitlin Love. Quick closeout by Chloe Flanagan prevents the three. Love goes in hard, no, long rebound out to Emily Hartman. That's a lot of forearms and elbows and all sorts of things flying. Could be some bruises. Emily Hartman for three, left wing off the front of the rim. No offensive rebound, tapping the arms of Kendall Heffler for Riley. Kendall goes up strong, her shot blocked, gets back into the left corner. Lauren Buescher to Kendall. Kendall for three, rims in and out. And this time Marathon secures the rebound with 10:50 to play. 40-18 McDonald. Physical game. Maven Schneider lost it for a moment, scoots it out to Helke. Helke for three, her second of the game, no. Front of the rim, no, long rebound. Saved back in bounds, but Kendall Heffler takes it away and called for a travel. I think everybody thought that ball was going out of bounds. Yeah. Really athletic play by Helke to save it. And here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
I think we got
10:36 to play. Timeout on the floor, so we'll take a 30-second break. Well, 1 minute break. Back in 60 on WOGO.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher-paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. Hey, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO Sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time paid position with flexible hours. Contact our WOGO Sports Director, Greg Stewart, his email gstewart@wwib.com or call 715-723-1037. 22-point lead for the Lady Max. A lot of time remaining, though, 10.5. Inbounds to Helke. Helke down the lane, counted in a foul, and she's pumped up about that. Cuts the McDonald lead down to 20. And an old-fashioned three-point play opportunity for Miley Helke. Their leading scorer was 6 points.
That was Aaron's fourth.
Or fourth on Ann Siegenthaler. And Helke with the free throw. And it is short. Rebound, though, by Paschke. Kick out to Caitlin Love. Claire Ruff knocks a pass away. Ruff, left side, struggling a little bit to get possession. We'll work it back up top with Ann Siegenthaler now playing with those four fouls. McDonald leads by 20, but again, still an eternity left in this one. 10 minutes to play. Aaron Siegenthaler wheeling at the elbow. Back out to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann against Mishka. To Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley, pass tipped away, out of bounds, staying with McDonald. She had a good idea there, looking for Claire Ruff.
She got that through there. That was an easy layup for Claire.
I think I keep saying Paschke, and beg my pardon, I think I'm thinking of Jim Paschke. It's Paschek. Jim Paschke, the longtime Bucks TV personality, so my apologies to the Paschke family. Aaron Siegenthaler, left wing. Aaron, driving baseline, throws it up top to Tess Rozowski. McDonald back up top between the wheels. Defensive intensity is picked up for Marathon. High post feed, Claire Ruff, knocked away and stolen by Maven Schneider to Paschek. Paschek back to Schneider with 9:39 to play. Right corner, Mishka. Up top, Paschek. Paschek show and go down the right side of the lane. Out to Mishka against Claire Ruff. Caitlin Love up top. Love far side of the floor. Emma Love thought about a three, doesn't take it. Mischka up top against Claire Ruff with 9:22 to play. Love left wing. Emily Hartman right in her grill. Right side, Caitlin Love. Feeds down to the post, Pashuk. Pashuk turns up the left hand. No, Claire Ruff pulls the rebound down with two hands. Guarded by Mischka. Ruff breezes by her. Ruff drops a no-look bounce pass. Down into the corner. Three, no. Whistle and a foul. Missed by Tess Rozowski, but
pushed up
whistle. There, I think, right? Maybe, yeah, on the box out, possibly. And that one will go against Mischka. 40-20, McDonald, 2 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half. Aaron Siegenthaler to inbound. Aaron holding, waiting, goes to Hartman. On the right, Hartman driving down the lane, out to Claire Ruff at the right elbow. Slides to Riley Christensen-Richardson for three. That one way too long. Rebound, Maven Schneider. 20-point lead. Long feed ahead to Pashuk. Pashuk couldn't quite handle the pass. Was trying to come to a jump stop and pull it in. And just a little too much. 8:49 left to go in this regional final. McDonald leading by 20. Again, lots of time left for the Marathon Red Raiders trying to mount a comeback. They'll start off with some three-quarter court trapping pressure here. Looks like a 2-1-2 look. Aaron Siegenthaler, Kendall Heffler back to Claire Ruff near midcourt. Winner gets a regional championship. Final home game of the season for the Lady Macs either way. Left side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron, left side, drops down to the left block extended. Kendall Heffler, long skip pass. Right side, Emily Hartman, high arcing three, comes up well short. Across the timeline, Heise. Heise at the foul line to Helke. Helke left side, Pakatong. Pakatong, one of the seniors for this marathon team. Drops down to Helke. Helke double teamed, and she's fouled by Emily Hartman. I think that's Emily's third, team's fourth, with 8:10 to play. Helke will go to the line, shooting two. First free throw. 8:10 to play, trying to cut into this 20-point deficit, and she'll get a nice roll, 40-21. Well, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detail, and free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, that's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Second free throw for Helke, too long, but rolls in off the glass. 18-point deficit now for Marathon. McDonald leading 40-22. Lady Macs have been a little stuck here on 40 for a bit. Led by 14 and a half, though, so they have increased that lead. Riley Christensen-Richardson goes behind her back. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. And significant foul trouble for Ann Siegenthaler, second leading scorer for McDonald. If you're just joining us, she has 4 points. Claire Ruff in the left corner. Ruff driving baseline. Her wrap up and undershot. No. Offensive rebound. Putback. No. And a whistle and a foul against McDonald. Fighting for the rebound. Claire Ruff picks up her third with 7:40 to go. So Coach Williams, again, how do you manage your two leading scorers here with 7 fouls between them?
There's still a lot of time left here. They got to start playing a little bit
Sapinski
smarter defense.
Love. Love. Hassled. Drops along the baseline to Heise. Heise with Claire Ruff with those 4 fouls, and Claire still takes the ball away. Claire push ahead to Aaron Siegenthaler. Back to Claire. Knocked out of bounds by Heise. Good recovery there by Heise to keep McDonald from an easy layup. 7:19 to play. 40-22. Baseline out of bounds. Siegenthaler slides a bounce to Claire Ruff. Ruff driving in hard. Little runner. Ruff pops in and out and just again, robbed by the hometown rims. Long feet ahead to Sapinski. Into the forecourt. Sapinski hassled by Chloe Flanagan. Leaves the left side for Pakatong. Now at the 7-minute mark. 18-point game for McDonald. Riley Christensen-Richardson rips it away and finds Claire Ruff. Ruff one-on-one against Helke. Drops it down to Siegenthaler and knocked away from her. And Claire might have wanted to go up strong with that one instead. Again, unselfish, looking for the pass, but Marathon getting hands into those passing lanes. They've recovered well their defense in transition. McDonald again, still stuck here on 40. Pass in the paint, good feed down low for an easy two for Emma Love, and it's a 16-point game. Marathon continuing to apply some pressure here. 6:26 to play, 40-24 the Lady Macs. Right side, Chloe Flanagan, Riley Christensen-Richardson finds Kendall Heffler. Heffler has it knocked away from her, kick to the corner. Erin Siegenthaler for three, splash! And that's a timely hit from downtown for the McDonald sophomore. Her second of the game from range. Erin Siegenthaler makes it 43-24, back to a 19-point lead. Pass knocked away in the paint. Pacaton gets it back in a crowd. Goes up strong, and Riley Christensen-Richardson called for a foul. 5:58 left to go in the game. That is the fifth whistle against McDonald. Now substitutions coming in. So Ann Siegenthaler, Lauren Buescher, and Emily Hartman in. Kendall Heffler, Riley Christensen-Richardson, and Claire Ruff out with 5:58 again on the clock. 43-24 advantage. Maven Schneider to inbound will loft it up top to Mischka. Mischka against Emily Hartman. Hartman moving the feet well, makes her pick up the dribble. Long cross-court pass to Emma Love. Lauren Buescher out on her with high hands. Helke up top between the wheels. Right side, Maven Schneider. Schneider puts on the floor with the left hand at the left elbow. Back out to Mischka. Up top, Chloe Flanagan almost had a steal. Instead, Caitlin Love for three. That one rims out. Long rebound. Tracked down by Chloe. McDonald Jr. push ahead to Emily Hartman, but pass too tall. Taken away by Marathon. Maven Schneider into the forecourt. Schneider, right corner feed. All the way across the floor. Feed down into the paint. Good position there by Love. Goes up strong. No rebound. Pulled down strongly by Lauren Buescher. Tipped pass. Erin Siegenthaler in the backcourt. Has to get across the timeline. She will. Right side, Emily Hartman. Hartman sweeps the ball through. Back out to Erin. Left side feed. Erin Siegenthaler picks up her dribble. 4:57 to play. Bounce pass to Erin Siegenthaler. Erin to Emily Hartman. Hartman for three right side. That one off the back of the glass. No rebound. Batted out to Hartman from Erin Siegenthaler. Now Erin Siegenthaler left wing. Erin had it knocked away for a moment. Now thrown down in the corner and a tie up there. Emily Hartman gets tied up with Maven Schneider. And a foul called on Schneider. Or excuse me, no, a foul called on McDonald. And that is their seventh. And that is Emily Hartman's fourth.
Emily let the referee know that she did not agree with that one.
4:41 to play. A 43-24 game and bonus the rest of the way for the Red Raiders of Marathon. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. This is a 1-on-1. The free throw missed, but an offensive rebound by Helke. She is tied up, and possession stays with Marathon with 4:38 to play. The rebound you want there if you're McDonald. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Schneider to inbound. Coach's daughter, the sophomore, drops into Love. Good position and scores easily. And with McDonald in foul trouble, Love taking advantage of that. And a well-executed inbounds play. 43-26. Marathon creeping a little closer here. Right side is Siegenthaler. Timeout taken by Coach Sally Williams. And she will take a full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. Lady Macs basketball on WOGO Sports. Late going in the regional final.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
43-26 our score. 4 minutes, 22 seconds separating either McDonald or Marathon from a regional championship. WIAA Division IV tournament. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream, WOGO Sports YouTube channel, or WOGO Radio on Facebook. Inbounds to Claire Ruff coming out of the McDonald timeout. Claire Ruff has her pass knocked away, looking on the weak side for Ann Siegenthaler. Again, two McDonald players, Emily Hartman and Ann Siegenthaler, with four fouls apiece. Lauren Buescher out, Kendall Heffler back in for Coach Sally Williams. And McDonald will inbound from the left corner with Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron finds Claire Ruff. Ruff in that left wing, crossing over on her defender. Ruff back into the corner, right in front of the McDonald student section. Up top, Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. High post feed, Kendall Heffler. The senior puts it on the floor, goes hard in the glass. No rebound, spins out. Emma Love with the rebound. It's been a little bit tough to get points here in the second half for the Lady Macs. Kendall Heffler, though, steps in front of a pass, knocks it away, pushes ahead to Ann Siegenthaler, and down the lane, challenge layup is good. Talk about it so often. Often, defense leading to offense. McDonald again. That's how they put their runs together. 45-26, they lead by 19. Helke, 12-foot jumper is good. In the paint. Helke has had a strong second half. 45-28, the Lady Macs. Ann Siegenthaler, right block extended. 3:20 to go. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler, high on the left. Aaron throws from that corner in front of the McDonald student section. Long cross-court skip. Siegenthaler out to Aaron Siegenthaler for three. Side of the rim, no. And Siegenthaler, offensive rebound goes up strong. Shot won't fall. Helke pulls down the rebound. Helke to Maven Schneider. Schneider left side against Aaron Siegenthaler. Schneider driving baseline and a bump and a foul. Blocking foul called on, I believe, Chloe Flanagan. White City Glass, a salute to all their hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Kendall Heffler, rather. So that's her third. Team's eighth. So 1-1 here for Maven Schneider. Missed her last free throw. This one is good. 45-29. Maven Schneider, her first points. The 5'8" sophomore. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Schneider's second free throw, too long. Rebound tracked down by Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron had Claire Ruff running a post pattern to the basket, but decided not to try to make the pass. And Siegenthaler up top to Chloe Flanagan. Aaron Siegenthaler down the lane. Kick out Ann Siegenthaler in front of Coach Williams, in front of her own bench. A lot of fouls to give here for Marathon. They need to extend this game, and so you'd think they'll be playing very aggressively. Claire Ruff down the lane off the feet from Kendall Heffler, and Claire goes down heavily, gets a helping hand up from her teammate and from Maven Schneider. Again, just appreciate the sportsmanship on both sides throughout this game. You can tell, again, when teams are well-coached, classy, and that's what we've seen from Marathon and McDonald. That was the third whistle against the Red Raiders, and Claire Ruff will go to the line, shooting two at 2:20 to play, her team leading 45-29. First free throw too long for Claire Ruff. Metropolis Resorts in Eau Claire is the perfect spring break destination with endless fun at Action City and Chaos Water Park, plus on-site dining options and Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Second free throw for Claire Ruff. Bounces around the iron and down. 46-29, the Lady Macs. Helke, left baseline against Kendall Heffler, bodying her up. Long cross-court skip, Caitlin Love. Kick into that right corner. Three on the way. No. Rebound. Tracked down by Emma Love. Block. Claire Ruff got a piece of that. Ruff looking for a little outlet. Finds Chloe Flanagan. Chloe puts on the floor with the left hand across the timeline. Back to Claire. Bear holding high above her head. Goes behind her back on the dribble. 1:50 to play. 46-29. The Lady Macs. Winner is regional champs. Moves on to the sectional semifinal on Thursday. Kendall Heffler splashes the three from just inside the arc left wing. 48-29. Senior says, you need a bucket? Let me give you one.
Yep.
Meanwhile, in the paint, Kendall Heffler challenges Helke, but is called for the foul.
That'll be her fourth.
1:29 to play. So Foul trouble mounting, but time waning as McDonald looking to put this one on ice. If you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Erie Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-26 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. First free throw is good for Helke. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring small class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Helke hit that first free throw, the second pending. It's 48-30. McDonald up 18.
Substitutions there. We got
second free throw off the mark. Lauren Buescher tries to track down the rebound, but Helke beats her to it. Helke driving baseline. Helke comes to a jump stop and scores. 48-32, timeout on the floor. That should be a full timeout, and it is. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports. Minute 22 remaining. McDonald leading 48-32.
Looks like Coach Snyder put in some seniors out there to get their
last action here
on the court.
McDonald trying to wind the clock down and win another regional championship. Lauren Misfelt, the senior, her first action, number 25. Tess Rozowski. Back out to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Finds Kendall Heffler. Heffler for three from the right corner. Off the front of the rim, no. Rebound fought for. Riley down there, tied up. And possession will stay with McDonald with 57.8 to play. Gunner winner takes on the winner of number one Cameron versus number four Phillips. That game scheduled for Barron High School on Thursday evening. 57.8 seconds to play. 48-32 McDonald. Inbounds to Lauren Misfelt. The senior puts it on the floor with the right hand, finds Tess Rozowski, fellow senior, up top between the wheels. Tess goes between her legs, right side Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley working against Pakatong. Right side, Kendall Heffler. Head fake, Kendall driving in hard, too strong, rebound pulled down by the Red Raiders of Marathon. And Katie LeBlanc, one of the seniors in for Coach Schneider. Madison Olepsky, another senior. Again, classy move by Coach Schneider as he concedes this one and gives his seniors final send-off. 23 seconds remaining. Riley Christensen-Richardson finds Lauren Misfell into the left corner. Kendall Heffler back up top. The work to Riley with 12 seconds to play. Riley, 7 seconds left to Lauren Misfell, finds the senior and says, "You dribble out." 2-1, and as the clock hits triple zeros, congratulations. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs are once again regional champions. 48-32 the final. McDonald moves on to the sectional level once again and wins a regional crown. Cutting down the nets coming up. Here on WOGO Sports, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 48, the Marathon Red Raiders 32. Marathon ends their fine season here at McDonald once again for the second straight year, but nothing to hang their head about as they win 19 games on the season, finish 19-7. McDonald, on the other hand, now 17-8. And Mark Maloney, they have won 10 games in a row. 10 in a row, getting hot at the right time.
Yes, exactly, and that's what they need to do. So now they got a little bit of a break here, and again, nice celebration this weekend. Get that regional championship. Again, hats off to marathon there. Again, the tears are flowing over on that side for their seniors. And, you know, that's always going to happen. It's always tough, no matter what sport, when you're a senior and you've done something for the last time of your high school career, it brings the tears. So, you know, congratulations to those girls. They played a really good game.
Would you please join me in congratulating the Lady Macs?
Now McDonald will keep it here before our post-class post-game show. As the Lady Macs win that regional championship, the celebration the far side of the floor. Congratulations to head coach Sally Williams and the McDonald Lady Macs. And new coach, a lot of new faces in this starting lineup, but the same results. McDonald winning a regional crown, 48-32. The final score. We'll take a quick 2-minute break and be back after this with our WOGO Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Let's make that a 3-minute break, and we'll be back to talk with head coach Sally Williams. We'll give you stats, highlights, analysis, and more. Your Lady Macs regional champions. We're back in three on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Tired of filling up with wimpy fast food that drains your wallet? Roadside Ice Cream and Diner at the entrance of Carson Park has the perfect solution. Try Roadside's Buy One, Get One Free barbecue every Monday, or our Big Burrito on Taco Tuesday, just $5 with chips and salsa. Thursdays, try a Roadside BOGO burger or our famous fish fry on Fridays, just $9.95. Novelty ice cream on a stick, softball size, is a perfect dessert. Order online at roadsideec.com or try our drive-thru for our floats, malts, or legendary ice cream mix.
We welcome you into the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Love this scene, and we've been fortunate enough to see it so many times. And now we've got it on the video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube, WOGO Radio live video stream on Facebook. You can see it along with us. Our intrepid camera operator, Sam Aberle, getting us some great close-ups as the girls climbing that ladder, held by Principal Eric Wiedermeyer, and Assistant coach Ben Dodge cutting down the nets. And what a way to end your final home game here.
Yes.
Another regional championship.
Yep. Start with the young girls first, and then the seniors. The three seniors will be the last ones to take it down, and then Coach Williams will probably cut the net down. So it's always fun watching this, and it is. It's great to be on your home court and to be able to cut the nets down.
And this was not, an easy task whatsoever. Nope. Again, this marathon team was down 43-3 to McDonald at halftime in a regional semi-loss last year and lost 65-12. But they are much improved this season under head coach John Schneider. Again, they're big, they're physical, play some aggressive defense, and just what a wonderful job they did here tonight. And again, nothing to hang their heads about. But McDonald, just a little bit better here tonight in a lot of small things. Again, both teams probably had more turnovers than they'd like, etc., but McDonald forcing a few more and capitalizing on those turnovers. And Marathon, I'm sure, will say we left some points at the line as well, too. But both teams kind of playing to their strengths, and McDonald proved a little bit stronger here.
Yes, and again, I think they cleaned it up. Both teams kind of cleaned it up a little bit in the second half. I don't think the turnovers were as many as the first half. Got them jitters out and, and played some better basketball. Both teams did. And again, like you said, Marathon didn't quit. I mean, they were going to go after it there, even with, 2 minutes left. And they were playing hard. So, again, hats off to those girls. They did a nice job and a great season over there in that conference.
Again, this is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. We'll plan to talk with head coach Sally Williams, but of course, far more important for her to be able to enjoy this time with her team. And again, we love being able to give you an elongated postgame show, which happens for two reasons. One time, if we're saluting the seniors because the season's over and we're saying so long to the team that we love so much, or a more joyous postgame like this where we can say, hey, the season's going for at least one more game, and hopefully further as the Lady Macs once again back into the sectionals and again moving up last year from Division 5 to Division 4, and now again playing with a fairly new roster. Again, Kendall Heffler saw playing time last year, but off the bench. Claire Ruff and Siegenthaler same way. I think Ann may have started a game or two when Callie Goulet was injured, but again, most of these faces, though they're not new to the program, to playing the number of minutes, they are new to that. And once again, same result, a regional championship, and that just speaks to the quality of this program and the work these young ladies have put in and what Coach Sally Williams has done to get them to buy into her system, to learn a new system, and to embrace it, and to get these results.
Yes, that's a great first year for Coach Williams, and they're not done. They're going to keep going here, without a doubt. I mean, and again, as the playoffs go on, the games get tougher and tougher and tougher. So they're going to have to probably do a little scout and watch a little film on the winner between
Cameron and Phillips,
and then see what they need to do there. So looks like they're getting close to getting this net cut down. I see
Ian Christine up there,
and a couple of the managers. Coach Williams will be the last one to get up there and cut it down. So,
well, we'll take a quick two-minute break here on our Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Again, a lot coming up, highlights from the full game. We'll also talk with head coach Sally Williams and give you the stats as well. Back in two here on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Welcome you back into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. The McDonald Lady Macs win a regional championship. Pictures being taken right now. Final score 48-32. They knock off the number 3 seed, the Marathon Red Raiders. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And head coach Sally Williams making her way over to us as, again, even more pictures will be taken here, and we will get coach on with us in just a few moments here, as we will get our gear ready to go and our camera shot ready as well, too. And head coach Sally Williams. And I see a few mischievous Lady Macs behind her as well, as we will get the shot here of Coach Williams. And there we go. We're a little upside down here, and now we'll turn things right side up and get Coach on the shot there. Coach, congratulations. Regional champions. That is a hard thing to do, and you've accomplished it here.
Yes, it feels good. They came to play tonight. I thought we had great energy coming out.
And some pretty good energy now as well, too.
Yes.
Glad they didn't dump Gatorade.
Yeah. Especially near all the video stuff.
They would, too.
They can stay up here if they want to talk after you. We'll see if we can talk with Kendall or some of the seniors afterward. But anyway, back to you, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, they got the job done tonight, and being on our home court, I think it just meant a lot for even me to provide them that opportunity, and they took advantage. We've been talking about it, that this was an opportunity to come back and play our last home game, and we want to take advantage of it.
And, Coach, again, this Marathon team, we talked a little bit before the game, different looks to their squad and yours this year. Again, they're looking more and more like a veteran team, and they battled with you again, had a height advantage in the paint, and made things physical, some of the foul difficulties as well. It was not an easy game to get through, and you guys battled.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, give credit to Marathon. They did a great job, and like you said, had a huge turnaround from last year to this year, and it was a battle from the start to finish, and the score didn't show that obviously at the end, but I think we took care of business when we needed to, and held them down in their strengths enough so that we could come out on top.
Coach, I think one of the things that we've seen throughout this season is how you can trust your depth more and more. Again, sometimes it's regular rotation of players, sometimes it's foul trouble causing that, and we see two players who put in the work on JV this year, Jasmine Gerber and Kelsey Bremnes, who both came in and got big buckets for you again when the game was still in question.
Yes, they had they brought us huge minutes when we were in foul trouble, and just being able to trust them and knowing that that is part of their strengths of on the defense where they are, and just being able to battle and give them credit to finish those shots in a big-time game.
Coach, there's just nothing quite like a regional championship, again, to be able to see all the family, the friends, a packed gym like this, the energy that's here to be able to cut down the nets, and such a special thing to experience. And we certainly don't take that for granted, even though it's kind of become a tradition to win regional championships here at McDonald. We know that it's far, far more difficult than people might realize, and a lot of schools and teams would love to have that opportunity. So we're a joy-filled bunch here along with you guys, and congratulations once again.
Thank you. And I have to give a shout-out to just my family. Obviously, my husband that's been here to all the home games, but my parents came to support, too, and just a couple others that are always there to support me. So I just want to thank them, and obviously all the fans. That is just a huge community here that I've always felt like home when I'm not at, like, when I'm 3 hours away. And so it's always nice to have that. So
Coach,
I appreciate that.
It really has been special, again, getting to know you more and more for this program as well, to have your stamp on it as well now too, and let's keep it going. We'll see you next Thursday.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Coach, and get them ready to go.
All right, will do. Thank you, guys.
Looking forward to that. Head Coach Sally Williams joining us again here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Again, as always in the playoffs, sadness on one side, joy on the other when one team's season comes to a close and the other's finishes or not or continues to go. Again, we have a win here for McDonald and a loss for Marathon, and not an easy thing to deal with on the Marathon side, but they, as we've mentioned multiple times, just have nothing to hang their head about, as they really... again, far better than last year. And with that sophomore class they have, with their two leading scorers, juniors, they're going to be a force in the Mirrorwood South, and might see them again in an even tighter game next year. And who knows what will happen?
Yes, and I see Coach Adam Jacobson over in the corner there, who's the boys basketball coach, and he's done a fantastic job over there. And I think he's got a really good team coming up again this year. And I heard they're kind of young, so he might be... making some noise in the playoffs too for this year and next year. So he's always here supporting the girls too. So it's good to see Coach Jacobson over there for Marathon.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back after this. Again, still more coming up. We'll give you the leading scores, the stats, and the highlights as well. That's in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating. Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Sounds like we'll have some McDonald's seniors joining us here in just a few moments. WOGO Sports Live video stream. If you want to see what we're seeing, Facebook and our YouTube channel. Again, don't go away. We've still got highlights to bring you as soon as yours truly can stop enjoying the celebration and actually get them queued up. But we'll have the Lady Max joining us here in just a little bit. And sounds like, again, we'll get Lauren Misfelt, Kendall Heffler up here as well as Tess Rozowski. But first, we'll look at the leading scores for both sides. Two and double figures for the Marathon girls basketball team, the Red Raiders, 13 for Miley Helke. Again, she was held to one in the first half and had 12 in the second half. Shows why she's their leading scorer. And she's coming back, a junior. Emma Love, also a junior, with 11 points. Two for Sapinski, two for Caitlin Love, three for Macy Mishka, and one for Maven Schneider. On the other side for your McDonald Lady Max, Claire Ruff, once again, just phenomenal game. 13 in the first half to lead the way, and 20 for the game, a game high for Claire Ruff. Erin Siegenthaler was just phenomenal in the second half. She had 8 points in the second half, hit two triples. She has 10 points on the night. Kendall Heffler, the senior, her final game on this floor at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, had 8 points, six for Ann Siegenthaler, who battled that foul trouble, and two apiece for Kelsey Bremnes and Jasmine Gerber. And again, in a lower scoring game, every contribution matters so much, and they're going to need, again, everybody, whether they're playing Cameron or Phillips, and we'll see if we can give you a final score on that one before this broadcast is done. But whoever they're playing, it'll be a neutral site. It'll be a packed gym up there at Barron. And yes, if you think this was difficult, it's going to be a lot harder.
Yes. I mean, again, neutral floor. Barron does a nice job hosting various playoffs up there. Whether it's volleyball, basketball, it doesn't matter. They have a nice facility up there, and they do a great job. And again, you know, Coach Williams now has, you know, 3 days to get them ready. I don't know if they'll have a shoot around tomorrow night or not, but you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they got to get them ready to go. And then the boys will be here Tuesday night, so, but they'll still have time to get a practice in Tuesday. So it'll be nice to get these girls ready to go. And I'm sure whoever they play, you know, Coach Williams will get them ready to go.
Looking forward to that. We'll take a 90-second break here again. We'll see if we can chat with those seniors in just a few moments. Back in 90 seconds here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket, or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. The three McDonald's seniors join us here on the Post Glass Postgame Show. And Kendall Heffler joining us first. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us here. Regional championship, what better way to have your final home game here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium than cutting down the nets?
It was definitely an experience, and I'm so glad that we could end with a win for our last time stepping and playing on this court, especially because we've contributed and worked so much for longer than 4 years with this program. And it just feels good to, like, have it all come together and be worth it.
Kendall, I remember talking to you, I think it was at the YMCA, when you were helping out with basketball, and we were talking about, you know, again, some of the bumps along the road with this season, too. You played some really tough non-conference competition. Your conference was incredibly tough, and it hasn't always been easy for you guys, but we talked a little bit about the chance that, hey, once you get to the playoffs, you got to flip that switch and get to another level. Are you seeing that so far as one of the senior leaders of this team?
Yeah, I think that definitely in the beginning it was rough because we did lose a big senior group, and they're not going to do all the work for us, so it kind of kicked in like, hey, this is our moment to step up, and we need to do the work, and this isn't going to be handed to us, and we have to be the ones to get the ball, get on the ground, like, make those shots. And it definitely, I think after we started to be together more and kind of trust each other and know each other's strengths, it definitely helped along halfway through the season.
And I think that's what we've seen from this McDonald program for years now, too, the mixture of experience with youth, because there's been talented youth in this program year after year. And so, again, last year's seniors, the year before seniors as well, too, the way that they embrace the younger players. And what I've never seen with this program is, I don't like you because you're taking my playing time. It's whatever it takes to get that W, and that's what you guys are carrying on, that legacy.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kendall, let's pass it on to Tess Rozowski here, and then we'll talk with Lauren Misfeld. And Tess, let me ask you about this. Again, coming into this program, too, and so starting off with Coach Cooper, but now things change for your senior year, and you have a new head coach, and Coach Sally Williams, and bringing in her style, her philosophy. What's that been like for this team to be able to learn all of that kind of on the fly?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a switch. Don definitely had his ways, and switching on to Sally was a new thing. We had to get used to it. She was a little less strict with certain things, but we still pushed hard every practice. We still put in the work, same as we did with Don. So we really, I don't know, we worked hard for it.
Yeah, and again, you see that hard work, and what's your impressions been of what Kendall just talked about, the way this team has kind of coalesced and come together throughout this season? Because again, early on, you got that huge win on the road at Regis. You got a big win over Durand, Arkansas on this home floor. But then there were times too, the Neillsville game and the Elkbound game, where it's, wow, that was kind of rough. It probably didn't feel real good afterward. But all of it was building toward what we're seeing now, where you've won 10 games in a row and just won a regional championship.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Kendall. We were figuring each other out. A lot of us didn't have a lot of varsity playing time, so we were learning the pressure. We were learning each other's strengths and difficulties. So we were just kind of warming together, and I think at the beginning we were really excited to be the season with a new coach, with a new team, and then as we went on, we kind of realized that this is different and we have to figure it out. And I think we definitely pulled together tonight, and we definitely showed that we are a team.
Well, we're looking forward. Four more wins, ladies. Four more wins is what we're looking for here. Keep that winning streak going. Let's go to Lauren Misfeld, our final senior. And again, thank you so much to the ladies for joining us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For one thing, Lauren, I have to say, every time you shoot, there's like a toe on the line, and I call it as a three, and then it's like long two. That's it. The long two is kind of your specialty, it seems.
Yep,
like here.
Yep.
But I saw your brother before the game, too, and just what has it meant to you? Because we saw for him as a senior what it meant to him to be part of a team with a lot of success. What's it meant to you this year to be part of this senior group, knowing, hey, I am one of the leaders of this squad?
Yeah, I mean, I take a lot of advice from my brother about being a leader. He taught me that skill isn't everything. It's also about being that leader for the team, even if you're on the court or off the court. You just got to be there, and even if you have the smallest insight, your teammates will take that to heart, and anything helps.
And what we're seeing here, Lauren, as well, too, is clearly the result of a lot of time being put in practice. So, I mean, what we, the public, the media see, again, is the fruit of all the labor that you guys put in. And how's that grown throughout this season, too, where, again, you push each other in practice, and it's, you know, again, only five can be on the floor at a time, but it's those players pushing each other in practice that makes us see what we're seeing here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this is a totally new group from last year, so we're all learning each other, and the beginning of the season was, I mean, not the easiest to learn to work with each other, but we're getting to the point where we love each other, and even if we make them mad at practice, it's going to make them better in the game, and everybody understands that.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing you guys again. Four more games, but it starts on Thursday in Barron in a sectional semifinal. Congratulations on a regional championship, your senior season. So proud of you guys. We love you guys, and looking forward to more fun on Thursday.
Thank you.
Nice job, girls.
That's the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 2 minutes.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Lights queued up because there's quite a few from this game. So we promise we'll be back to put a bow on this one in a regional championship in just a moment. So bear with us as we take one final 90-second break here on WOGO. Back in a minute and a half.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Postclass postgame show brought to you by Postclass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Postclass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Your McDonald Lady Max, our regional champs, and Mark Maloney will listen to the highlights here, the playback of highlights from the first and second half, and look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. We'll see if we can get a score from that Cameron and Phillips game. But again, man, there's just nothing quite like a regional championship because it's won on your home floor. And it's a special thing seeing not only the Nets come down, but also just, you know, that nobody wants to leave here. It's not only your classmates, but again, it's moms and dads, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas, and just kind of relishing, enjoying this.
Right. I mean, like I said, it's their last game on this floor for the McDonald girls this year. So, you know, they'll have practice time out here, but it's just not the same. It's like you said, nobody wants to leave. You know, there's a good group of McDonald faithful still down there. The pitchers kind of subdued a little bit.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got their pitchers with the trophy and the nets, and that looks good. And you got a couple of the boys down there from the basketball team, and, you know, they got a big challenge ahead of them coming up on Tuesday, and then following up on the, I think they play Friday once they win. And so it's going to be a busy week in this gym for practices.
Indeed. So. Indeed, that's for sure. Well, let's take a listen to how it sounded, your second half highlights and your first half highlights. The full game of them here on WOGO Sports as the Lady Macs win a regional championship with a 48-32 victory. The 2-seed Lady Macs over the number 3-seed, the Marathon Red Raiders, here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports. The logo at midcourt. Left side, clear, Ruff. Ruff drives baseline, drops down to Ann Siegenthal. Kick out, Aaron Siegenthal, left of the circle for three. Rims in and out. Rebound pulled down, but stolen by McDonald.
There we go. Ruff
up to number two. And there's the first basket for McDonald. Defense leading to offense, as it so often does. Gets it across the timeline, throws to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan, left elbow, out to Claire Ruff. Ruff, a big ball fake, driving baseline, pull up. Beautiful runner from along the baseline. Claire Ruff makes it 4-2. The Lady Macs take their first lead. Has it now in front of the McDonald bench. Back to Love. Love lofts a three. That's an air ball. And the rebound taken by Riley Christensen-Richardson. She'll dump off to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan with pace across the timeline finds Kendall Heffler. Heffler pushes up a shot. The baseline is good. Kendall Heffler from 14 feet gives McDonald the lead. Hartman driving baseline. Back out to Claire Ruff. 7-6 McDonald. 6 minutes gone by here first half. Ruff down the lane. Beautiful dump pass. Down the
lane. Yes.
Kendall Heffler.
Beautiful pass.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back as well. Salute to all the hardworking athletes from White City Glass. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Long feed ahead to Siegenthaler, and she will save it from an over and back just by a whisker. Down the lane, a beautiful
oh,
with the left hand. The recovery and the shot by Siegenthaler. That was Ann Siegenthaler.
That was just pure athleticism there.
And Ann's feed into the paint, knocked away and stolen by McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler has a three on one down the lane to Ann Siegenthaler. No offensive rebound. Put back Claire Ruff. Working hard in the paint. 17-7. McDonald with the lead. Claire Ruff into double digits and a 10-point lead for her.
Ball here. Convert on these takeaways.
Right side, Claire Ruff. Ruff fights it down in the paint. Ann Siegenthaler. And works along the baseline, floats it back out to Claire up top. Claire, foul line jumper, feeling it, got it!
Give it to her.
She's hot. Kowski slides a bounce pass to Ann Siegenthaler, counted, and the foul as she drives hard to the rack.
Good feed again by Claire Ruff.
Siegenthaler across the timeline, left corner. Up top, Kelsey Bremnes. Right side, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley throws it across the floor to Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey driving in hard up. Strong with the left hand.
Nice power move there.
How about Kelsey Bremnes? Makes it 24-9. It's a strong move, as you mentioned. Her first point, second free throw is good as well. Confident shots from the senior. 14-point lead for McDonald, 25-11. Minute 17 to play. Siegenthaler weaving across the timeline. Fires to Jasmine Gerber.
There
Gerber drives in hard and scores.
Nice feed.
How about the youngsters from JV making a difference here in the first half? Kelsey Bremnes and Jasmine Gerber.
It's Louisiana.
Flanagan, left side, Claire Ruff for three.
We'll
splashes.
Take that we'll take that.
Claire Ruff makes it 32-13. McDonald.
A steal.
A steal by Ruff. And Ruff down the lane and scores. The second half, high post feed, Kendall Heffler turning at the elbow, Chloe Flanagan kick into the corner, three on the way, yes sir, yes sir.
Aaron Siegenthaler.
Aaron Siegenthaler for three. Richardson finds Kendall Heffler. Heffler has it knocked away from her, kick to the corner, Aaron Siegenthaler for three, splash, and that's a timely hit from downtown for the McDonald sophomore. Hurst with the rebound. A little bit tough to get points here in the second half for the Lady Macs. Kendall Heffler, though, steps in front of a pass, knocks it away, pushes ahead to Ann Siegenthaler, and down the lane, challenge layup is good. To Claire. They're holding high above her head, goes behind her back on the dribble. 1:50 to play, 46-29, the Lady Macs. Winner is regional champs. Moves on to the sectional semifinal on Thursday. Kendall Heffler splashing the three from just inside the arc left wing. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Kind of fitting that our final highlight was from one of the senior class this year. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Again, the WOGO Sports live video stream on Facebook and our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. If you missed this, you can watch the replay when the broadcast ends. McDonald wins at 48-32, moves on to a sectional semifinal. And we do know it'll be against Cameron now. Just checking some scores here. And Cameron, the number one seed, chalk holding as they take care of business against Phillips. 79 points Cameron put up, 79-53. This is one of the more talented teams that McDonald will see this season. But again, even like we were talking with the girls about, they've played Neillsville, they've played La Crosse Aquinas, they've played Elk Mound, they've played Durand, Arkansas, they played Regis twice, Fall Creek twice, they played Colfax. So again, some of the best teams in this area. McDonald has played them, mixed success, some wins, some losses, but again, they have tested themselves against the very best, so they can be ready for moments like they'll have on Thursday.
Yes, I think they will be. And again, the neutral floor helps, you know, so there's no big advantage for either team. Cameron's just got a little shorter bus ride, but they still have to go to a neutral floor. So, again, Coach Williams is, she's got her hands full, but that's why she took this job on.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing, and she's got some great kids out there. So I think, they're going to have a really good game and get them ready to go for Thursday night.
Plan on that again on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. We'll plan on a 6:30 p.m. pregame so we can get highlights of this one replayed once again for you, kind of kick things off in good fashion. So 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. But again, here on the WOGO Sports calendar before then, we'll be back here at McDonald for a game on Tuesday evening. That'll be a 6:35 start for the McDonald Max boys against Cadott. McDonald and Coach Adam Schilling's team drew a 5 seed. They'll face the 12 seed Cadott. And we talked about this a little bit already too. Classically in tournament action, 5 versus 12 can always be a little bit of a trap game. But also, this is a Cadott team you've seen twice, you've beat twice, but it's the playoffs and anything can happen, and there's certainly some talent on that Cadott roster, so you cannot overlook them in the slightest.
Yeah, those 5 and 12s kill me in my NCAA brackets. But I think you're right. I think the boys going to come out here, again, their final game on this floor, presumably, I would assume.
Unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, unless something crazy happens. These boys are going to go after Tuesday night and make sure that they move on to the second round also.
Looking at some other scores that we have for you from this bracket, Colfax. Colfax, what some had predicted, actually, Athletic Director Bryce and I were talking before the game, and he said, I think this could be an upset. Colfax is upset in the number 1 seed, Shell Lake, 52-47 on the road at Shell Lake. So the 1 seed goes down. And again, if you were asking yours truly, I thought maybe that was misseeded a little bit with Durand, Arkansas, Regis, and Fall Creek all getting lower seeds than Shell Lake. No offense to that team, but just thought maybe a little bit stiffer competition played over here. And so Fall Creek and Durand, Arkansas do not have a score yet on that one, but they will face Colfax. That sectional semifinal will be in Hudson. So a great game over there, and then our game in Barron, Cameron against our Lady Mac. So looking forward to a lot of great basketball
yes,
next week, that's
up.
For sure. Well, thank you to our board operators, Greg Stewart and Elliot Spies, back in the WOGO studios in Halley. We'll also get an audio podcast of this one up at WOGO.com a little bit later tonight. Thank you as well to our camera operators for some fine work, Sam Aberley, our video producer on site here, and especially if you are listening to this on the radio broadcast, if you get a chance to watch the replay later on YouTube, not only great to be able to see this, but also, again, just all the joy on those faces. Sam really captured that so well with cutting down the nets, and just special that we can now have an archive broadcast of this as well too, with the audio
yes,
and the video.
And the 3 seniors, you gotta watch that and let them know how they did too.
Absolutely. We are looking forward to more basketball next week. We are your home for McDonald Athletics here on WOGO. That'll tie a bow on it here in the regional final. Your McDonald Lady Macs are regional champions once again. Your final score, the number 2 seed McDonald Lady Macs 48, the number 3 seed Marathon Red Raiders 32. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls.
Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.